Hey guys, welcome to the Stav, Abby and Matt Backchat Podcast. We are the breakfast show in Brisbane on Hit 105 and we get a lot of guests onto our show. Sometimes we have to pre-record them for different reasons. They're overseas and the time difference and they get edited down. So there's some bits that you don't actually get to hear on the air. In this podcast, you'll hear complete unedited chats, stuff that legally probably can't go on the radio. Plus, there'll be some interviews that did go live to air. You'll also get to hear the moments leading up to it. So the stuff we talk about when no one is actually listening, we've put into this special podcast just for you. Please enjoy. We love this girl. I've said it before and I'll say it again. The greatest voice this country has ever produced.
I will second that. Always been a big fan of hers.
I'll third it because it would be awkward if I didn't.
True.
Jessica Malboy is here. Good morning.
Hi, thanks, guys. Abby, Stav, Matt. Thank you.
It is. I mean that. It's true. My wife and I have this chat all the time. We go, Jessica Malboy, greatest female voice. Guy Sebastian, best male voice.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Hands down. Although I still believe Johnny Farnham, he's the best male vocalist.
Oh, that's just the name, the voice. Yeah. Come on.
Oh, he's incredible.
You know what it is about?
And he still hits those notes. Mm. Like, oh my gosh, are you kidding me? Pressure Down, bloody, what, You're the Voice. Mm-hmm. Like, what?
Yeah. But it's just every time we chat to you or Guy, we will hear you guys sing. Do you know what I mean? Like before we come to an interview, you'll be singing. Guy Sebastian will always sing. And a lot of other singers just need to wait for.
Like, that's just, it's just in our body. That's just in our system. And that's kind of like
you don't need
how
to wait
we
for
roll in life.
Auto-tune.
I know how you feel.
Actually, have we played Jess your song before?
I believe we have.
Have you heard Stav's song?
No, what?
He's on iTunes.
You got a song?
Yeah, I wrote a song. I'm on iTunes. If you want to download it, you don't have
Shut
to.
The gate.
Yeah.
I want to hear this song. I'm going to go buy it on iTunes.
Oh, hang on. Wait till you hear it before you go making claims like that.
Yeah, I'm going to go hear it, and if I like it, I'll buy it.
Oh, pressure.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
Here it is.
That's why I'm on my knees begging you.
Ooh.
Come back, please.
Begging you.
The only thing you left me when you left me.
Oh, wow.
Was me.
Was me. I like that.
Thank
the
you.
Only thing you left me when you left me.
Was me.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. That's amazing.
Oh.
You wrote that, Brass.
I wrote
did
that.
Did you write it?
Yes, I did.
Wow. That's I really like that.
Thank
it's kind
you,
of
Jess.
Like. It's kind of like that taxi ride, you know, that taxi ride vibe.
Yeah, right.
Vocals.
Taxi wow, ride. Yes. There's a flashback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I like that.
Thank
that's
you.
Really cool.
Thank you
do you
want to
have him
buy
as...
it? I'm really going to buy that. I'm like being real honest.
Thank
do you know, as his manager, because like we, if we're getting that much interest from you, we'll get back on board as the managers. He could be a support act for your next tour.
Next time you're in Brizzy, I'll open for you.
Oh, man. That'd be, honestly, that'd be mad. You got a mad voice.
Oh, thank you.
There's no auto-tune on that, is there?
No, that's all natural. Rale. Yeah.
Now,
oh,
as if you are not busy enough with everything you do, you are coming together for this, which I love. It is Sony Music All-Stars, and it's all for the Sony Foundation.
Yeah, so the plan was to, obviously being a part of the Sony Music family, as well as the charities we get to be at as well and celebrate and help raise money for. I mean, we had our big event to launch the new charity single for the Sony Foundation just yesterday, and it's out today. So if you want to hop on and check it out and listen, tune into it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's a release day today, so really celebrating that. And basically, all the proceeds go back to the foundation. You know, building wards for cancer patients, and basically these kids closing that gap of these kids being at that age where they don't want to be in the same ward as, you know, like an 80-year-old, you know, you know, much older people. This was really the importance, was just kind of identifying with these kids and hearing them out and being with them and having a place where they can go and talk to people who are going through the same battles.
Mm.
So, and this, you know, these wards. We raised about $1.3 million yesterday. So big hooray and congratulations to everyone putting on the event, especially Sony and the whole family, but everyone coming together. I mean, we had Ali Simpson, Dami M, we had Del Braithwaite there, Isaiah, Matt and Jess. we had everyone on board up there singing. Anthony Kalia, obviously.
Was that the thing
Mark Vincent.
Carl Stefanovic was hosting it?
Yeah, he was hosting, yep. Richard Wilkinson. Yeah, so, yeah, a lot of support. Kerry, you know, just everyone that's in the biz and just kind of getting everyone out to, you know, dig deep and put their money where it's really needed.
You guys did a surprise performance of With a Little Help from My Friends, which is a great track.
With a little help from my friends. I'm going to try with a little help from my friends.
Great song.
Yeah, like all of us, we got into the studio and one by one, we just kind of broke up the lyrics one by one and just kind of gave, you know, each other what we wanted to sing and really produced it in the way that, yeah, we were all on there. We had moments to sing together. And
is it tough when you know really someone's not that great?
Well, that's what I thought.
And they go for the big high note and you're like, nah, mate, sorry. sit down on the back and vocals. You know your place around here.
Well, everyone knew exactly where their range was and everyone's really different. So, you know, we worked with a really great producer and part of the Sony family, and we just kind of sat there and he knew what, you know, everyone's kind of placement was and their range where they sat, and what, you know, what their kind of vocal ability and strengths are. So that was fun, but we just kind of did our own thing and then he pretty much cut it up and pasted it where it needed to be.
Nice. And did Darryl Braithwaite wrap it up with a performance of Horses for everyone?
No, I wrapped it up. I wrapped up the whole show. It was amazing.
With a performance of
Horses? No, with my new single, Then I Met You, Falling. Everyone was just jamming to it. There was a moment where I told the band to quit playing and then just had the crowd sing the song back to me. It was major and it started raining. So it was like, it was so dramatic. The rain was falling and I was singing Fallen. And it was amazing. All the kids were out there with the support and it was just really nice to see everyone, you know, sticking around.
Hey, can you, because you're in Sydney, we're talking to you via Skype, can you put your two hands up to the camera for me?
Yes.
I'm just doing another wedding ring check.
You get me every time.
Maybe she'll wear a toe ring instead. Maybe do something a little bit different.
Do the Frodo, put it around her neck like she's going to Mordor.
I got a little one.
Still not married?
Not married.
Just checking. You know,
you'll be the first to know.
I just want to check in case I didn't see the gift registry. You know, I want to get in early before I get the expensive stuff at the end.
Just send a present in case.
Thank you. That's very kind. Thank you.
Hey, well, we're going to check out With a Little Help from My Friends, available right now to go and get or stream. Make sure you get involved with it. It's a great cause. Jessica Malboy, you're a sweetheart. Always great to have you on.
Thank you so much. Love you guys.
Thanks, Jess.
Thank you, darling.
Oh, sweet. Thanks.
Thank you. Always
big
fun.
Big day for you guys.
Now we're out of here.
Not too bad on Fridays. We have what we call fuck off Fridays. So we actually.
I love that straight up.
So we normally have it in meetings. It's normally an abridged version of that. But yeah, no, it's good. So when you've got longer days to sort of get out on Friday. So yeah. You'll need a rest, you poor thing.
Oh, no, thanks, guys. I really appreciate the love and playing the song and obviously getting on board with the charity single too.
Thanks. Yeah, no worries. Anytime. No worries.
Right, thank you,
have a good day.
Bye, doll.